Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. We're about to reach the new moon in Scorpio. In fact, by the time you hear this, we will already be in that new moon phase. The dark of the moon, the time when things go quiet, when there is a deep stillness, as we wait to see what will be seeded, what will emerge, and also wait for the right time to set our own intentions, make our own wishes, and send them out into the cosmos. This particular new moon in Scorpio feels important to me, significant in a way that other years have not. And of course, that makes sense. Because of everything that this year is and has brought and continues to challenge us with. And yet there is hope here if we are willing to undertake the journey into the depths that this new moon is asking of us. By the time you receive this, we'll have reached the new moon in Scorpio, a place of depth, intensity, and potentially peace. I know Scorpio is not generally thought of as peaceful, so let's consider where we are in this tumultuous year. In the last few days, during the balsamic phase leading into this new moon, two key events occurred. Jupiter and Pluto met for their third and final conjunction of this cycle, and Mars stationed direct. Now, neither of these events are finished. Jupiter-Pluto is probably linked to both the surge in COVID cases worldwide and the transfer of power in the U.S. We don't know yet how either of these highly significant chains of events will play out. Mars is now direct, but
barely moving. Some of us have felt a little relief. Others feel as if the pressure is only increasing. Mars remains in Aries until January 6th. On the other side of this new moon, we enter eclipse season, our second for this year. The upcoming full moon in Gemini will be a penumbral lunar eclipse. The following new moon in Sagittarius will be a total solar eclipse. These eclipses will bring a culmination and then a beginning, initiating cycles that will unfold over the next 6 months. And of course, the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn on the solstice reflects another great turning point, decisively ushering in the age of air. Considered in relation to the events around it, perhaps you can see why I consider this new moon as a time of peace. I don't mean something easy, like a quiet hour reading your favorite book or the calm of low tide at the shore. This is instead a peace that is hard won, a peace appreciated because of what surrounds it, a peace we enter willingly, deliberately, knowing we'll be changed by the experience. This is a Scorpio kind of peace. The strongest aspect pattern at the new moon is a T-square. Venus at 22 Libra opposes Eris at 23 Aries. Both square Pluto at 22 and Jupiter and the asteroid Pallas Athena at 23 Capricorn. These are all cardinal signs. Something wants to begin. Will this new thing address the global crises that Eris represents? Will it honor the balance and integrity of Venus in Libra? Can the Capricorn group choose to build anew? Or will they hold out for more of the same? There is tension here and many possible answers. The Sun and Moon at 23 Scorpio sextile the Capricorn group. This energized connection can share key intelligence and search for solutions. Imagine you can escape the chaos of the world in 2020. You find the entrance to a marvelous, mysterious cave whose caverns lead deep underwater. You find you can breathe in the depths, and so you walk under, following shadowy paths, looking for guidance. These are the caverns of the archetypes. These are the impulses, drives, energies that fuel and at times direct what happens in the world above. These are the powers we need to understand and befriend. As we journey through the shadows, we meet our own archetypal figures too. For the realms that fuel the world are the same ones that fuel our psyches. To understand the world, we must plumb our own depths. This is not because we create the world, but because we are co-created with it. We influence, but do not control. And our way in to that influence is through self-understanding and acceptance. This is not easy, but it is Scorpio. Your birth chart can help point you to where your cave entrance is for this new moon journey. Check to see which house the new moon falls in. Where are Venus, Eris, and the Capricorn group? Are they aspecting any of your key planets or points? Another way to choose where you might want to explore is to think about what's come up for you this year. Where have your key challenges been? What are your most vulnerable triggers? Where has it been toughest to keep hope and joy alive? At the Scorpio new moon, we don't choose what's easy. Instead, we dive into the deepest the darkest, the most tender. This is where we'll learn the most. This is where we'll find the treasure we need to keep going. Whether we focus on issues in the outer world or choose to explore our own challenges, we're looking for what lies beneath. That's where the power is. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a peaceful and also challenging new moon in Scorpio. And I do not see those as opposing each other, not right now. We need to find stillness. We need to confront our biggest issues. This new moon offers a chance to do both together, at least for a time. Take care of yourselves, stay well, and as always, thank you for listening.